Fever.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump showed the world a thumbs-up gesture as he left the White House Friday for hospital treatment for COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Described as feverish and fatigued after treatment with an experimental drug therapy for the new coronavirus, President Trump made a point of walking out of the White House to a waiting helicopter, dressed in a suit with a mask on his face. Giving reporters a thumbs up. Before leaving the White House, he taped an optimistic video.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
President Trump is expected to spend a few days at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and continue his official duties. White House officials say they're expecting more virus cases. The president has consistently downplayed social distancing and concerns he might be vulnerable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Donald Trump testing positive for the virus is a bracing reminder of the seriousness of the pandemic. Biden also said he's received two tests on Friday and both came back negative. Speaking at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the former vice president said he wished Trump and the First Lady a full recovery and that this is not a matter of politics.
Sending my prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and President of the United States after they tested positive for COVID-19. My wife Jill and I prayed that they'll make a quick and full recovery.
Biden said it was a reminder to all of us that we have to take the virus seriously. On Wall Street, stocks tumbled on the news that President Donald Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus. All three major indices